Journalist killings in Mexico condemned by European Parliament, President calls them corrupt sheep. By Ildefonso Ortiz on March 12, 2022. The Parliament of the European Union issued a historic condemnation of the escalating trend in the killing of Mexico's media workers and activists. The Parliament called Mexico the most dangerous country for journalists outside of an active war zone and asked for the Mexican government to take better steps to protect them. In a visceral response, Mexico's government called the European legislators hypocrites and corrupt sheep. The harsh response caused much controversy among politicians and pundits in Mexico, with some believing that the government website had been hacked or the response had been sent in error. Laver.kc. Me parece muy desafortunado. Pensé que era falso. Pero me parece, por decirlo suave, poco diplomático. Podría ser enérgico sin ser panfletario. Fernández Noronha, at Fernández Noronha, March 11, 2022. However, Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador doubled down on the response, revealing that he and his press secretary personally drafted the letter. The politician said in his morning news conference that his government protects journalists and claims otherwise are based on lies by his political adversaries, whom he calls conservatives and neoliberals. ¿Cómo le cuesta trabajo aceptar los conservadores y corruptos de aquí y de allá que México ya no es tierra de conquista? Conferencia matutina. Andrés Manuel, at López Obrador underscore, March 10, 2022. The issue began on Thursday when the European Parliament passed a resolution condemning the rise in violence against journalists and expressing their concern at the rising collusion between official circles and drug cartels in relation to the ongoing violence against news workers. In their statement, they point to more than 55 journalists who have been killed between 2015 and 2021. As Breitbart Texas reported, 8 journalists have been killed since the start of the year. Mediante una resolución aprobada hoy por el Parlamento Europeo. Sobre la situación de periodistas y defensores de DH en México. Se determinó en nuestro país el lugar más peligroso y letal para periodistas fuera de una zona oficial de guerra. Taken tamos los detalles, pic.twitter.com/mq6ccbwcv1. Article 19 MXCA, at Article 19 MEX, March 10, 2022. In his response, López Obrador said enough with the corruption, lies, and hypocrisy, saying they had acted like sheep by siding with those who oppose his government. The Mexican president said his country was no longer a land of conquered people and that his nation was a pacifist one. Not one that sent weapons to other countries like they do. Comunicado del Gobierno de la República al Parlamento Europeo. pic.twitter.com/lpebichx. Gobierno de México, at Gobierno MX, March 11, 2022. The letter asked the European Parliament to evolve so they can leave behind the interference manias that they disguise as good intentions. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.